Mark Vevely's creation, the Franklin Flea, saw such success during a brief winter holiday run that it's coming back this weekend. But when the market opens its doors inside the old Strawbridges building on Market Street, Vevely says something will be different.
I did my outreach to all my vendors, and it turns out that five of them are going to have to scale back their participation this spring because they're busy building out stores.
Vevely says it's simply the price of success. He says the market has served as sort of a retail incubator, allowing vendors to test their goods on customers before going the next big scary step and inking a lease for a brick-and-mortar store. Vevely points out that the Franklin Flea doesn't require any long-term commitment to get a 10x10 space, just $100 in rent. And the market does the legwork of drawing crowds of potential shoppers. Inside a Philly storefront, one of those vendors is taking a big step.
We're located in Old City and really cannot have more fabulous neighbors. We've got Vagabond on one side, Jonathan Adler on the other.
Ashley Peel Pinkham's still setting up her new store called Philadelphia Independence on 3rd Street. She never expected she'd have a storefront. This one will sell handmade items by local artists when it opens in May. The South Philly resident started making her own jewelry a few years ago and selling it at various markets.
Selling at the Franklin Flea has been crucial to opening the store, figuring out what works, what doesn't.
Her fellow Franklin Flea vendor, Anna Hitchens, sold desserts at the market.
I have a baked cassava and coconut bites. They're flourless, so there's just coconut milk, cassava, which is what tapioca is made out of, some sugar and a little bit of salt. And over here, I brought a coconut-infused sticky rice.
Hitchens is first-generation Cambodian-American, and she grew up eating the Cambodian desserts she now makes and sells. She says success at the Franklin Flea helped her realize that the mainstream public would buy her stuff.
Doing the Franklin Flea, I think it really opened my eyes to other people who might be interested in our desserts. I think it was a good way to test the market. And I think Franklin Flea has a good mix of people coming to it. The location, right in Center City, right next to Market East, a lot of people from the suburbs came in as well.
Hitchens says that success gave her the confidence to open up her own shop. She just signed a lease for a storefront in Philly's Bella Vista neighborhood. Iola Harper is the senior director of the Enterprise Center, a West Philly-based nonprofit that helps educate and support entrepreneurs.
More businesses fail than succeed, typically.
Harper says entrepreneurs need to understand how much goes into owning a successful business. Your cupcake shop can go belly up, even if your recipes are delicious. But she says for those who get it, there can be big benefits in opening a brick-and-mortar store, because it can
be a tool in total neighborhood revitalization. So I'm a proponent for growing people from, you know, like a Franklin Flea Market, encouraging them, providing the resources that they need so that, yes, they will, you know, quote unquote, grow up and move to Girard Avenue or move to 52nd Street.
Plus, Harper says those business owners will hire locally. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.